Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Nemec. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Nactanese. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Pete Nactanese. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Werber. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kroner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is hit by the pitch. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Nemec applying the tag. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Werber. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Fox reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Croner moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Croner moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Croner scores. Farrell moves to third. Farrell moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-1 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cook moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Cook moves to third. Fox moves to second. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook scores. Fox moves to third. Cronin moves to second. It's 7-0, Red Sox. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Croner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cronin scores. McNair moves to second. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive to right field. Puccinelli throws towards Nemec. Nemec fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nemec. McNair scores. Croner goes all the way around to score. Farrell moves to second. It's 11-0, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-1 in the game. Finney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields the ball and throws to Gumpert covering. Safe. Werber moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Niemiec fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Werber. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newsom scores. It's 11-1, Red Sox. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Puccinelli takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to third. Puccinelli moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Moses scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Niemiec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemiec is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemiec hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Kroner hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumpert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Puccinelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 0-for-2 in the game. Nemec hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12. And the Athletics too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Kroner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gumpert hits a line drive into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Cook scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 16-2, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Kroner hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Niemiec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemiec is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemiec hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson pinch hits for Frankie Hayes. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 16, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.